USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That's the third busiest of all time. 49 million who are traveling will be driving. The busiest days are expected to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after. Poland continues to investigate the missile that landed near its border with Ukraine earlier this week. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh is assuring U.S. support for Poland's probe, but is also saying the United States isn't increasing its troops in the country.
We have offered our support to Poland as they conduct this investigation, but in terms of force posture, troop movements, anything like that, nothing has changed in terms of our posture within Poland.
The execution of an Alabama death row inmate is still slated for Thursday night. The Supreme Court denied a stay of execution Wednesday for Kenneth Eugene Smith, who was convicted more than 25 years ago. Prosecutors say a preacher paid Smith and another woman to kill his wife in order to collect insurance payments. People in upstate New York are preparing for a massive snowstorm this weekend. When all is said and done, the city could see between 1 and 3 feet of snow. Lake effect snow has already started in other parts of the state. Right now, there's a state of emergency in 11 counties.
This storm, I've been here 34 years, and this is the most snow in the shortest period of time that's ever been forecasted. The important message during this storm is stay home. You know, stay home and avoid travel if possible.
Matthew Latko speaking there with the New York State Thruway Authority. That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not seeking re-election to House Democratic leadership. Michigan's Debbie Dingell shares her reaction.
Nancy is just a very, very special person, and quite frankly, in the history of this country, will be one of the great names.
Pelosi made the announcement after Republicans were projected to retake the House next year. The California Democrat served as a speaker on two separate occasions. An investment in cryptocurrency is dashing the dreams of many across the world.
Billions and billions of dollars are just gone, as are the dreams of investors. The man who gave the Democrat Party an open checkbook to spend dozens of millions of dollars on their campaigns to get elected has crashed hard and taken down thousands of Americans with him. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Normally, the Securities and Exchange Commission would catch businesses doing things they shouldn't be doing, but the SEC failed, leading to more questions. Was he too close to government regulators? John J. Ray, who has helped oversee some of the biggest bankruptcies ever, including Enron's, said despite his 40 years in the business of restructuring companies, he's never seen anything as bad as FTX. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After returning home from his overseas trip, the president with nothing on his public schedule today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.